With the approach of winter, Alaska's sled dogs prepare for a new season. Some teams train for races, others mush with tourists, and many run for recreation. For Denali National Park's 34 sled dogs, though, winter means work. Diana Saverin has the story.
Denali's Alaskan Huskies play a vital role in the park, even if they don't wear Park Service gray and greens. They are the U.S. government's only official sled dogs, and they represent a piece of park history. Mushing played a significant role in the park's founding and development. Jennifer Raffaelli is kennel manager for Denali National Park.
The old story goes that the way Harry Carstens hired the first few rangers was to point out the dogs, point out a sled, and say, go ahead and hook up a dog team there. Go out and travel the park for 2 weeks. If you come back, you've got a job. If you don't come back, I'll come look for you, but you better have another job in mind. So Harry expected those early rangers to be competent dog mushers as well.
Today, not all of the work is so grueling. The dogs get quite a bit of attention in the summer from adoring tourists. Jennifer says some have never heard of mushing before.
But most of them have pets and a lot of them have dogs at home. So when they see our dogs and they can physically pet them and tangibly connect with these dogs and then start to think about where these dogs go and what they see, you know, after summertime ends is really inspiring to park visitors and helps us share our stories in a way that I think is hard for just human beings to do.
Unlike most park staff who must find other employment in the winter, the park's 34 dogs stick around as true year-round employees. The Denali wilderness transitions into a frozen landscape. It is during these months, the park's off-season, that the dogs enjoy their on-season. Because much of the park is a wilderness area, no snow machines are allowed. But Jennifer says in many ways, the dogs offer better transportation. Like last winter, when she was trying to find a backcountry cabin with her dog team.
And we were traveling down the river, and it was starting to get dark, and I'm reading the GPS and looking at the maps, and I know that the cabin is nearby, but I don't know exactly where it is. And all of a sudden, our lead dogs, Gator and Yakone, just took a 90-degree left-hand turn off the trail, off the river, into the woods, and I was like, huh! So I stopped the team, hopped off the sled, and sure enough, we were on a tiny little trail through the woods to this cabin that we would not have seen from the river. And our law enforcement rangers had a hard time. They pulled up and stopped their snow machines at the wilderness boundary and continued on trying to find the cabin, but they couldn't find it nearly as easily as we could.
Jennifer isn't the only park employee to notice sled dogs' unique advantages. In 1946, the internal combustion engine was first presenting itself as a rival to the dog team. The park superintendent's report from that year read, "All patrols were made in the M7 snow jeep, which worked unsatisfactorily." But park ranger Rumor wrote, "The distance traveled in a day exceeds the best a dog could perform, but the dogs have less trouble with carburetors." And today, Denali National Park's dog teams log 3,000 miles a season, taking park rangers on patrol and hauling freight, all without carburetor trouble. For APRN, and with help from Jonathan Christ-Tompkins, I'm Diana Saverin.